your jinx.
Amen.
Come on, all right.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on, Jeff.
I do that because I'm like suits.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
I'm trying, baby.
Come on.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Y'all knew I'll say this on the last time I preached. Y'all knew it, bro. Precious Father, in our life, God, I thank you for another opportunity to stand before your people, to be used by you, to be a yielding vessel, to speak your word that you have given me for us.
Dear
Lord, that will bless each and every one of our hearts, our souls, our minds. That not only shall we hear it, Lord, but we shall be doers of your word.
That's right.
Father, we know that once your word goes forth and we hear your word, we are now responsible for your word.
Yeah, all right.
It's not something that we take lightly. Mm-hmm. And I ask you, Father, below me, give me the strength that I need to say these things. Mm-hmm. In Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today's scripture is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And I'm reading out of the NIV. What everybody's got it, say amen.
Amen.
Beginning at verse 1. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, with some of the Midianites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is, in Gibeon." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Verses 14 and 15 reads, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, 'Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For the title, we have God Can, You Can't. History on who Jehoshaphat is. Jehoshaphat is the fourth king of Judah. He is from the line of David. His name, Jeho, it means Yahweh. Short for Yahweh, which means God.
Yes, sir.
Sophat means govern. His name means God governs. Mm-hmm. And the Lord had favor on Jehoshaphat when he became king, and all of Judea gave him gifts, gave him wealth. Even the surrounding kingdoms gave him wealth. The Lord had that much favor on him. And what Jehoshaphat did is he went around and had all the Asher poles torn down. Which those are poles where they were worshiping another god. And what he did, he sent all the officials, the Levites, and the priests around all Judah to every town to teach God's law to all of them. And when he got the message that vast army was coming against him, you see, the first thing that he did was he prayed and proclaimed the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have something come against us, the first thing that we do is call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the phone, we call them, we tell them what our situation is, and then they begin to tell us what we ought to do with our situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, they still have a situation that they need to take care of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Their house ain't clean either.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do, instead of getting on the phone and calling somebody, the opportunity to call somebody else and tell them we're business, is we need to pray first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're going to call somebody and tell them, make sure it's somebody that's going to pray with you.
Amen.
And not talk about it.
All right.
For we are supposed to give edification to someone in need. That's mm-hmm. how we're supposed to speak to one another. To always lift one another up.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has a problem, it's okay. Let them know it's okay. The Lord's going to work it out.
Amen.
He's going to take care of it. And in Matthew 6 and 27, it says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? And in 33, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all these things we add and give it to you as well.
Yes. Amen.
That's what we need to do. So if you notice in his prayer, in verses 6, the first thing he did was praise. The very first thing he did. He didn't ask for anything. The next thing he did was worship God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Then he reminded God of his word. And he acknowledged his weakness before God.
Amen.
Which is basically the same thing that Jesus did in Matthew with the model prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the Lord's Prayer. That's the model prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we pray, we don't do that.
Well,
we give 5 minutes. And we go straight to it. No praise, no worship, no nothing. Lord, this is my situation.
Yes.
Fix it.
Yes.
Do it. And you're done. That's it. You don't give him no thanks, no glory,
hallelujah,
no nothing. And then you wonder why it ain't fixed. And you still wave around wallowing.
Go ahead.
Because he's going to let you wallow around him until you do what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
He's halfway. We just got to go halfway.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So then, we still don't hear anything, so we start worrying about what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Then, after we pray about it, we try to fix it. We can't fix it. We need to let it go.
Amen.
Yes.
When we pray about it, we give it to God, mm-hmm. let it go.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. We keep going back because we don't think we see nothing's going on. But it is. You just don't see it.
Amen.
So
amen.
We dig back in,
amen.
Bring it back up, uh-huh. and we mess things up again.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Then he's got to fix what we done screwed up again. He was fixing it in the first place. So now we gotta wait even longer because we ain't listening. So then we mess around and worry. We don't sleep, we don't eat, get headaches. All that is useless. Why worry? You can't fix it. You can't do it. Just give it to God. Let it go.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. 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 Yes.
David said, when we pray, we ought to enter his courts with praise
mm-hmm.
and into his gates with thanksgiving.
That's right.
That's the first thing we're supposed to do when we go to God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is praise. That's what we were created for, is praise. That was our creation. If you look at verse 15, where it says, King Jehoshaphat and all who lived in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord said to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because the vast army is coming against you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read on and you look down a little farther, the very first thing he did He bowed his head to the ground and prayed and gave God thanks.
Amen.
Everyone in Judea followed suit. They all came together as one, like we should all come together as one.
Yes.
If somebody has a problem, we should all pray for that person to stay together.
That's
in
right.
Amen.
Just as they did. And as they began to pray and thank the Lord, the Levite, they stood up and they began to praise God in the midst of their thanking Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. They got all the glory and all the thanks. And in Deuteronomy 31 and 8, the Lord goes before you. The Lord goes before and with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Do not be discouraged.
Yeah.
And 1 in 30 says, the Lord will go before you and fight for you.
Yeah.
So why are we worried? People say it's human nature, but it's not human nature. It's we want to be in control.
Amen.
That's the problem. We need to let go.
Amen.
Christ said, if you're going to follow me, deny yourself.
Yes.
Denying yourself is letting go of control and giving Him control.
Yes.
Listening to Him, doing what He asks of you to do.
Yes.
He's not going to lead you wrong. He's not going to tell you to turn left when you know you need to go right.
Yes.
He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's already seen everything.
Yes.
And He knows everything.
Yes.
So when He gives us direction, we need to follow it and listen to it.
Yes.
And what Jehoshaphat did, Jehoshaphat had faith in God. He believed God just off of His word without any evidence. God said it through a Levite, and he believed it. And so when he believed God's word, and they began to go out to the war, he encouraged his army. He encouraged them to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do with each other when trials come along. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Staying strong.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Staying with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not the same when you're going through it and somebody else is going through it and they're telling you it's going to be okay.
Amen.
They ain't
Amen.
Feeling your pain.
Yes.
But they're right there with you to carry the burden.
Amen.
Yes.
We're supposed to carry each other's burdens.
Yes.
And what he did, after he encouraged his army, which is very strange, he put singers in front of the army. And as they began to journey on to the mountain where they were going to fight, they began to sing, praying to His holy name.
Yes.
That's what they did. They praised Him and gave Him thanks. And they didn't got to the battle, and they was going to win the war.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there to the war, there was no war. The war had already been fought.
Mm-hmm.
For the three kingdoms that were coming against Jehoshaphat's kingdom, but when they began to sing and praise the Lord, He caused them to fight amongst each other.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And when they arrived, everyone was dead. All they had to do was get their plunder.
Yeah.
And it was so much, it took them 3 days to carry it all back.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with us. Mm-hmm. If we seek Him, praise Him,
yes.
and give Him glory,
mm-hmm.
right.
magnify His name,
yes.
we don't have to fight the battle.
Right.
Because the battle is already won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be there.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do.
Amen.
And the blessing is way better than you just sitting there having to go through and watch the Lord fight your battle.
Mm-hmm.
He's blessing you and you didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So that's all we need to do, and is just sit back and listen to the Lord.
Yes.
And do exactly what He tells us to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse 24, it says, when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert, and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies.
Mm.
Lying on the ground, no one had escaped.
Mm-hmm.
So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder.
Mm-hmm.
And they found among them a great amount of weapons and clothing.
Yes.
And all the articles, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days mm-hmm. to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Amen.
And then on the fourth day, they came together and prayed the Lord again
mm-hmm.
for what he gave them.
Yes.
Ain't that a miracle?
Yes.
We ain't got to do nothing. And we get blessed for doing nothing.
Amen.
You can't even go to work and do that. You go to work and do nothing, and that's what you're going to get. Nothing.
Amen.
They might even say it in an article. That's true, too. Yeah. Someone called me the other day and told me they had somebody at work that fell asleep and they fired them on the spot.
Mm.
They got blessed, all right. The unemployment line.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do is just believe in God. Believe in his word.
Mm-hmm.
His word is truth.
Amen.
But he is truth.
Yes, amen.
But he said he is the door. There is no way unto the Father but by him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So why can't we let go and let God? Why can't we do it?
Amen.
1 Corinthians says, God gives us the victory through Christ. So we've already got the victory. It's won. And Romans says we are more than conquerors. In Christ, he conquered all. And he said more and greater works we'll do. So if he conquered all, what can we do? More. When he died, he went to hell and he conquered the devil. He defeated death. When he was risen, he conquered life. He conquered everything. There was nothing left. He came, he became a man, lived as a man, divinely, died, rose, and still lives on.
Amen.
There's no other God out there that can say that. That they're alive. He's the only one. And with that said, Ms. Vera, I didn't give you 20. One day I will. But the Lord has given us an opportunity every day. As someone once told me, to wake up. It's a new day, another opportunity to be in Christ. And as long as we keep praying to make it, he's going to give us the strength to make it.
Amen.
So we will make it. Just got to have faith and believe.
Yes.
Quite well, there's something I've been struggling with for the past months. And it got on my nerves so bad that I decided just to quit trying. And as soon as I quit trying, it went away. Ain't dealt with it since.
Amen.
It had no problems. So I know God is real.
Amen.
May I say it again? I didn't let go and let God.
Amen.
But when I let go and let God,
come on.
He
all
changed. Right.
Yes.
He gives us the victory. We just got to give him the glory.
Yes.
That's all we need to do. So with that said, the doors of the church are open. If there's anyone here who doesn't know Christ and his salvation, then all you have to do is confess your sins. Please stand. And when you confess your sins and believe that he is your God, you are forgiven. You are now part of his kingdom. His word, his life, and he now lives in you, in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anyone that would like prayer? We all got situations going on and need help. We need to let it go. And what better place to let it go is at the altar.
Amen.
And when you let it go at the altar, don't pick it back up. Let Christ be it.
Yes.
He's got it.
Yes.
He says, cast all your burdens upon me.
Yes.
Sweezy Smiths. Bob, just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
Yes, yes.
Could you not tell us all we have to do is pray?
Yes.
And we ain't able to get on our knees, it's okay. Just pray.
Yes.
And give you thanks.
Yes.
Give you glory.
Yes.
And worship you.
Yes.
And let go.
Mm-hmm.
And give it to you.
Yes.
And the battle is over.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. So Father, as we leave this day out of your presence,
yes,
in your house, but never out of your presence, yes, in the world and in your people.
Yes.
We ask you to continue to be with us and guide us.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In Christ's name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.